Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Manoj, what is your question?
My question is that why we cannot implement online voting? We can have online voting so that many educated people can cast their vote, and also people are who are in election duty, they are also not casting their vote.
No, they are all casting their vote. I asked the election commissioner yesterday, people on election duty, when do they cast their vote? There are provisions and arrangements made for all of them to cast their vote a little ahead or a little after us, but they get to cast the vote. That is guaranteed.
But I have already connected with many people who are in election duty, particularly teachers and all. So they are saying that there are a lot of process that we need to fill in the form and get the permission and all. So the process is a bit complex. So that is why they are not casting as of now.
No, if I'm not wrong, I spoke to the commissioner yesterday. They are casting their vote. Now, I don't know who you're talking to.
Maybe the ground reality is something different. Maybe the people who are in the ground.
So this time, when the election gets closer, we'll talk to ground people as well. And agar form bharne ka process hai, unko process se dikkat hai, usme kuch kiya nahi ja sakta. But from the government of India side, there is a provision. Now, if they don't want to use the provision because it's tedious or I have to fill a form, then that's their problem. That nothing can be done. If you're telling me provision hi nahi hai, then we can obviously take it up with the election commissioner. But if the provision is there and people choose not to use the provision, that's people's prerogative. Nothing can be done about that. I'll be very honest, in India, it is still not a rule to vote, unlike many other developed countries where you're very heavily penalized if you don't vote and people have to come and vote. I don't know why online is not an option, but as of now, it is not, and people have to turn out physically, be present and go to their constituency and they have to vote. That is the rule as of now. I don't think any online option can be introduced at this point. And what you're saying about the on-ground, like the people who are on duty, we'll definitely look into that as well and speak to people and try and understand closer to the election date once, you know, they're assigned their roles and everything. How tedious is the process or how cumbersome? And Monday when the commissioner comes, I will definitely ask him this question on your behalf. For sure.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Because, you know, by this online voting and I think many people will cast their vote because some people are really not going to...
I'll tell you, I'm not in favor of online voting. But we will ask this question to the commissioner on your behalf definitely when he comes in on Monday.
Yeah. And one more thing is that, you see, the people who are really migrating from their own place and for their job, like... some other states, they are migrating here. So they are not able to cast also.
No, they also can cast the vote. Yeah, it is the simplest process. We just spoke to 4-5 people who said we've moved to Bangalore. Can we change? You can change it. You have to only submit 2 documents online. One is your Aadhaar card or your ID proof. The other is your residence proof. It is so simple. I don't think they can make it simpler than this. No matter which city you're in, where you've so-called migrated from, you can get onto this website, upload 2 documents and you will get your registration for that city. It's that easy.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know why people are...
People love to make it sound more complicated than it is. It's very simple. Morning number one, pay Disha. Morning
number one, pay Disha. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho. Disha.